Saturday night. Oh, it's going to be rocking.
Tonight.
WOVR Bethlehem. Gotta love that delay. There's a Trendsetters right there. Trendsetter 81. And we also gave you the first two tracks, Born to Follow and We Are Young. And those two tracks came from the one and only pressing, the vinyl EP of the Trendsetters. Ronnie Brock, Mike Stanley, Kevin Shire, Roman in here. BB Desire in here as well. All hanging out with us here at WLVR FM Bethlehem. Big show coming this summer solstice. The Vision Sound Reunion Show. Roman, let's give it for Roman for putting us in together. Roman always looking out for his fellow musicians in town and always supporting the art form of rock, whether it's blues, punk, rockabilly, progressive rock, punk rock, jazz fusion. It doesn't matter. Roman can play it all. And he does it with great aplomb and great fare. So thank you, Roman, for putting us together once again. Roman and I go back many, many years. Roman, how many years we know each other? Huh?
We're not dead yet.
Nah, that's right. How many years we know each other? It's got to be about 40 years now, 35, 40 years. Oh, my God.
I was born in 1886.
So Kevin Shire here, Mike Stanley, and Ronnie Rock. How would you guys like to wrap this thing up about this whole summer solstice concert, man? You know, what would you guys like to say to the listener out there and make them feel welcome to come on down to see you guys?
Just we hope to see you at Saturday's show. Maybe we'll set a new trend.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Mike, it's got to be great for you to come out and do this kind of music after all these years. And everybody knows you in town. Everyone loves you and has a great amount of respect for you as a guitarist. And it's so rewarding to see you up there on stage playing with this band that you guys really laid down something special. So it must be really heartwarming for you to come out here and strum that guitar and rock it out for everybody, man.
It's a pleasure. I'm blessed to have been able to make music for a living.
Yeah.
And I know how hard that is.
It is.
There aren't many that can do it, and I'm kind of shocked that I was one of them that could. I don't know why. But I'll go with it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else I would do.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Sell windows or... I don't have the DJ chops you have, so I think guitar is what I do. That's my plan.
Yeah.
Till the fingers fall off.
Till the fingers fall off. Yeah. Yeah. Till the fingers bleed.
I love these guys.
Hey. Does anybody have the poster of Townsend with the bleeding fingers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember that poster.
Every one of us has bled.
I'm
bled
sure.
This night at the rehearsal.
See?
Yeah.
So. And bang my head.
Bang your head in rehearsal, jumping up and down.
Man.
What were you doing? A pogo dance?
You
were you pogoing?
The John and Peters. When I opened,
we
played at John and Peter's in New Hope, which I don't even know
if it's still there.
Yeah. But you know, John passed away. But when we played there, they had a stage with a beam that went right across the top of the stage and nails in it to hang lights.
Oh,
and
man.
At one point, we were doing the headbanging thing, you know. And so I banged my head on that nail. And I didn't.
Oh, no.
Well, I opened up my eyebrow pretty good. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was bleeding like like one of the misfits. You know, I looked like it was part of it. Right. It turned into a Guar show all of a sudden. And like, people are like going, wow, these guys are really hardcore. And, you know, you were saying you sweat a lot. You know, I wiped this sweat off my head, and it's like, why am I sweating red? Like, oh, wow, okay, I opened myself up.
Yeah, we have a lot of stories.
And our friend setters in the front are going like, yeah, keep going.
Keep going, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, just go for it.
Keep on rocking,
you got,
man.
Plenty of blood.
Plenty of blood, man. Hey, a little bit of blood, sweat, and tears is laid out on the stage, man.
It's going to be a great show. I think there's going to be a lot of excitement. Great bands. Great lineup.
Oh, yeah. Once again, let's go over the lineup for the summer solstice. Brother JT is going to be there. The Dave Gonis Group is going to be there. Ronnie Rock and the Trendsetters here live in the studio with us today. Psychic Warriors will be on the stage pounding it out for you. Glue Factory will be there. They're going to take you to a whole different place, man. And once you get there, you're going to be mightily, mightily delighted, all right? The Wormwood Scrubs are going to be there, which were part of the Creatures of the Golden Dawn, Mark Smith's old band, and Big Handsome. These are a couple of young cats that are cutting their teeth. Roman knows about these guys, made sure that these young guys got on the bill. Thanks, Roman, for making sure that this happens. Once again, everybody, let's all tell them where to be, man.
The Alternative Gallery. In
Allentown,
man. 707 North 4th Street. The band started 5 p.m. I seem to remember the last time I was ever when they do sell alcoholic beverages there.
They do.
There are nourishments.
But they have a great coffee shop.
They have a great coffee shop.
Correct me if I'm wrong, it is an all-ages show.
Yeah. Is it an all-ages show?
Yeah.
It's
an all-ages show, and the alcohol is complimentary.
There you go. It's complimentary.
Donations are suggested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't sell alcohol.
Fantastic.
And let me throw in, I'm so pleased to have a special vocalist guest who will be with the Trendsetters that night. So come out, please, and come out and hear.
BB Desire will be
there. BB Desire.
Yeah.
She's been waiting.
Yeah, okay.
30 some years.
A whole new sound.
Yes. I've been listening to the little CD that you gave me, hand-painted, to death, finally recorded it digital, so I have something to remember.
Yes. One of the Trendsetters meet to be 52 is a little...
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
I think we were one of their influences, weren't we?
Yeah, you were. Absolutely, man. Ronnie, it's great to see you. You know, I've known you. Yeah,
God bless you, AJ.
Oh, my pleasure, man. Thank you. It's always good to get blessings from the Lord, man. It really is. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. Ronnie, I've known you since you were a little guy.
Yes.
Because I have a few years on you. I was closer to your older brother, Michael.
And are.
And Mike is tuned in. So, hey, Mike, we love you,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
We love you, Mike.
Man.
We love you. Sorry you can't be here with us, but we do love you. I've always been a fan of Mr. Mike Stanley. I have such a great reverence for Mike. He's really a great player. He's a very human, humble person, and gives it all out there on the stage, Mike. So thank you for that, man. We appreciate that.
$20 later.
That's
thank
right.
You, AJ.
Now I can put it in my gas tank.
Linda, hi, Linda's. I think Linda's listening over in Easton at work. Get back to work.
AJ, can I just say?
Sure, something? Please.
My father, Kelly Gutschall, was the golf coach here at Lehigh.
Oh, fantastic!
To him, yes.
Oh, fantastic! So
he passed away a year ago.
Oh, tomorrow. I'm sorry for your loss, but it must be nice to come back here to Lehigh.
He graduated from Lehigh in 1950, played on the golf team.
Oh, a Lehigh alum.
He came back in the 80s, and he was the golf coach, and he brought Lehigh up into standings.
Oh, fantastic.
He also started the girls' golf team.
Really?
They dedicated the golf range to him out nearby by the football field.
Yeah, sure. So thank you. Thank you. I am so glad that you mentioned that today, because we are so proud of the alum that have come through here and come through these doors and been on the air here and contributed to this great university that still gives us this wonderful platform to do these kind of things, okay? College radio and community radio. We've got great stations in town. We've got WDIY. We have WMUH. We have WLVR. These radio stations are truly the last bastion of free-form radio left in the country, where a DJ can get on the air, say what he wants to say, and play what he wants to play. Not to take anything away from commercial radio. It has its purpose. It broke the music of our youth and our childhood and into our young teen and adult years that gave us the foundation of where we are musically today. So we have to give kudos to them as well. A lot of great radio stations here in this Lehigh Valley. This is a great market for radio. And not only that, but the listeners of the Lehigh Valley, thanks to radio stations such as WSAN 1470 AM, the Music Box in the early 70s, that really educated all of us here in Lehigh Valley, okay, what great music truly was, okay? So we're just happy and fortunate to be here. And whenever someone can mention a Lehigh alum on the air, we just had Andy Brown in here a couple of weeks ago from WSAN, a Lehigh alum of class of 73. He was the first guy to put WLVR on the air when they went from Lehigh Radio Network to WLVR. So there's a lot of rich history here. And you guys are part of the Lehigh Valley history of music, that you guys made a mark, you left a contribution, and you're going to be bringing it back Saturday for everybody to hear, man. So come on out, man.
Rock.
We really want to see you, man. I want to thank everybody for hanging with us today. It's not often that we get to have so many people in the studio at one time, and to be able to talk with you and share with you this great experience that the band has had and what they're going to bring with us. Okay, once again, it's the Summer Solstice. Kevin Shire, thank you so much, man.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Roman, thank you again for being here. And Miss BB Desire, thank you so much. We'll get to hear you sing, right? Yeah. We'll get to hear you sing on Saturday. Mike, you and I, we go back a few years. Thank you so much,
thank
brother.
Thank you for having me, AJ.
No, it's a pleasure. And Ronnie, God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you for setting the trend, man, with the trendsetters. Thank you for putting this thing together and pulling together some great players to form a truly unique band with a great sound that, even though it was short-lived and there was only a couple of songs, it goes to show you what could have been and where you guys were headed. I mean, you really, really did something special. So thank you for coming back to the Lehigh Valley and playing one more time, Ronnie.
Always a pleasure.
Over. And it's not over, right? So will there be a Trendsetters reunion possibly on a recording? Even if you guys do one song, can we hope for maybe in the future that we can have something new?
I think so.
I think it would be great.
I can foresee that.
Yeah, I think it would be great. Yeah. I think it would be great. Ronnie, eat that mic and say goodbye and say hello.
Hello. Goodbye. I want to thank you all.
Yeah.
From Ronnie Rocksable. Good night.
Hey, thank you for coming, man. We're going to throw some luck and pull you away. Thank you, guys. We'll see you on Saturday,
thank you,
man.
Thanks, AJ.
Thank you, man.